FM.
It is 19 minutes to the 8 o'clock mark. And time now for our Dwell Properties Sports Bite. The Dwell Sports Bite is proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties.
It's a Tuesday morning, and of course that means it's time for the Dwell Properties Sport Bite. Proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And boy, are we happier this week after the weekend of sports. The Bokke are back, the Proteas are back, and South Africa is smiling again. We'll kick it off with the Rugby Championships down in Cape Town. South Africa hosted Australia after a dismal performance against them at Ellis Park. We came back. It wasn't glamorous. It wasn't glitz, but a 30-22 victory against the Aussies in Cape Town, and we back on winning ways. Argentina upset New Zealand 29-23, so really the Rugby Championships is open up for anybody to win, and a great result for Rassie and the boys. Moving on to cricket, and South Africa won the ODI series 2-1 down in Australia, despite Australia posting 431 in the third ODI. It was all she wrote for the Aussies as South Africa took home the 2-1 series victory. Well done to the Protea boys down under. Staying with rugby, don't forget the Women's Rugby World Cup is on at the moment. South Africa kicked off their campaign by beating Brazil comfortably, so be sure to tune in and watch the Women's Rugby World Cup. Moving on to some golf action, and Tommy Fleetwood, after 12 years on the PGA Tour, finally got his first PGA Tour victory. The Tour Championships, he took it home comfortably, and with it he took home the FedEx Cup, and it just shows you, never give up. Well done, Tommy Fleetwood. The South African team of the Stingers in the LIV Golf, they made the final, but unfortunately they came unstuck. But still a great performance and a couple of US dollars moving into the pockets for the boys there. Of course, the Premier League has kicked off and a lot of full fixture list from the weekend. On Sunday, Man United travelled to Fulham, and unfortunately Bruno Fernandes missed a penalty, forcing United into a 1-1 draw. Crystal Palace drew 1-1 with Nottingham Forest, and then on Saturday, Arsenal had way too much, hammering Leeds 5-0. Aston Villa came unstuck against Brentford. And the surprise results of the weekend, Tottenham Hotspurs travelled to Man City and beat Man City 2-0 at the Etihad. On the school sports front, a full fixture list of hockeys this past weekend for Ashton, Umhlali, Kuro, as well as Redham. But we can tell you Umhlali, the girls' hockey versus Durham Girls College, 3 draws, 1 loss and 1 victory. And then the grade 7 boys from Umhlali travelled to DHS, and the under 13 A, B, C's and D's all won their fixtures. Great results from Umhlali, and all-round great results for the North Coast schools on the weekend in the hockey. That's it for your sports wrap. Don't forget to tune in for the tennis as well. The US Open has started. Full of action there, so be sure to jump in front of your TV and catch the full fixtures for the week. Rugby, cricket, tennis. And be sure to pop into your nearest school to watch the school sport. More hockey tournaments happening on Friday and Saturday here on the North Coast. And that's a wrap for your Dwell Sports Bites on a Tuesday. Be sure to join us again next week. Proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.
And there it is, the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties. The morning show continues.